Let's go.
Hey, hey, now welcome, welcome, welcome. You are listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. And we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. And that means you. Okay, now the harvest is here. The time is now. This is the season, and we have a reason. The reason is you. The reason is your life. The reason is your family. The reason is your legacy. We are living beyond 2020, and we have been talking about life and business lessons to help you thrive amidst a pandemic. And I have been bringing on several of my authors, and I'm going to bring on another one today. She is absolutely fantastic. I pulled her out of retirement. But what I want to share with you is this. What I want to share with you is it is not too late. Your season is just beginning. Your aspirations are here for the taking. Your financial freedom is within reach. It is within reach. Even though it seems like it's not, it is here. Your time is now. So what I want all of us to do, I remember the very first year that I had the privilege to be on this station. I had a 1-hour show every Saturday, and I began to speak about how to truly, truly change your circumstances. And I started to go through an executive coaching program that I created called the Master Achievement Plan. And at the end of that hour, like about a few minutes before the end of that hour, our president, the president of this station, Melody Spann Cooper, called the producer and the engineer and told him to tell me to stay on for another hour. And that was a major shift, not only for me, but for many others. So I'm going to ask you to pull out your pen and paper. That's what I'm going to ask you to do. This is the season where we're all starting to get together. I used to stop working every year on Tuesday. I stopped traveling and I started cooking, my dinner. I started preparing, listening to holiday music and so on and so forth. But what I'm going to also ask you to do during this season of love and family and friendship and holiday cheer, I'm going to ask you to get rejuvenated. Get rejuvenated. Go back and connect with your why. Go back and connect with who you are. Go back and connect with your gifts. Go back and connect with your glory, because it has not been dampened. Let me tell you something. This pandemic did not take away. It only gave us something. And I don't mean to, be insensitive for those who have lost loved ones, because I certainly understand that. I lost one of the most significant people in my entire life, Whenever I talk about getting your money back, whenever I talk about starting a home-based business, whenever I talk about truly learning the money game, I cannot have that conversation without talking about my godmother. So I understand the loss. But what I am telling you is that even amidst the lost, I have gained something. I've gained something. I've gained more poise. I've gained more faith in God. I've gained more decorum. I've gained more resolve. I've gained more commitment. I've gained more faith. I've gained more dedication. I've gained more clarity, and I've gained more focus. And what I'm telling you is you can do the same thing. So I want you to get your pen and paper, and I want you to answer this question. I want you to ask yourself this question. I want you to answer it. Why am I here? Why am I here? Why are you here? What were you put here to do? What goal are you here to accomplish? Who are you here to set free? What generational curse are you supposed to uproot and end permanently? Why are you here? Answer that question. Write it down. Because one of the things I shared in my last Bible study is you must write the vision and make it plain so that the reader can run with it. And right now, the reader is you. You got to run with your own vision. Because you see, when things start to happen in life, we get tired. When things start to happen in life, we get weary. When things start to happen in life, we get afraid. When things start to happen in life, you know, it's easy to want to just give up. And even if you don't give up by ending everything altogether, sometimes you just want to sit and do nothing forever. Like, I have certainly had those times, and they come often. And I remember, you know, just last week I told Light, I was like, I don't think I want to teach. She was like, girl, you got a church. And we just hollered and laughed and so on and so forth. She calls all the students at New Wealth University, those that are members of the church. And we all learning how to get financially free. But the truth is, it took her saying that to me for me to realize why I'm here. It took her saying that to me. It took Melody Span Cooper to call me out of the blue, out of the sky and say, Lynn, I want you to do this show. It's the Millionaires Roundtable. And so for the past couple of years, yes, we have, you know, met people and talked to them, and I've talked a lot, but I am promising to introduce you to people who are doing it, who have done it, who are getting through it, who were on one side and made it to the other side. Because guess what? It is your season. So in order for you to get to the next level, you must know why. You must know why. You must have a why. And it can't just be about money. Why? Because more money doesn't solve a money problem. Money doesn't solve a money problem. You get money, and if you don't have any clarity, vision, order, boundaries, discipline, then the money will either make you terrible or take you out of here, right? So there has to be a why. Why are you here? And I'm going to invite you to go to my website at asklynn.org. Beyond 2020 is the book, Life and Business Lessons on Thriving Amidst a Pandemic. And for everybody who is just trying to figure out, you know what? I'm not going to wait until December 31st. I'm not going to wait until January 1st. I want to do something now. It doesn't matter what time of the year this is. I want to do something right now. I want to start to put something in place right now. I want to get to the next level right now. I want you to go to this website, New You in 2022. New You in 2022.info. New You in 2022.info. New You in 2022.info. Because I'm talking to people live every single day about their goals, about their vision, about their dreams. I'm answering every single question. People are raising hands, and we are getting to the next level together. Woo! Let me tell you, we're living beyond 2020. And I am excited about it. Don't turn that dial. We have to take a break. We'll be right back. WVON.
Are you an exceptional real estate or financial services professional? Do you have a business or service that can improve the lives of others? You may qualify to serve the world as a member of Lynn's List. Visit www.lynnmillionaire.com. That's www.lynnmillionaire.com or call 888-LYNN123 extension 5. That's 888-LYNN123 extension 5 for more details.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson, and we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. And that means you. What is beyond 2020? I have none other than the infamous Dr. Vanessa Day Dunzine. If you don't know who she is, you need to know who she is. Go to lynnmillionaire.com, look up Lynn's List, and you will find her. She is one of the co-collaborating authors of Beyond 2020, Life and Business Lessons on Thriving Amidst a Pandemic. Not just surviving, but also thriving. Thank you so much, Dr. Vanessa, for being here, for gracing us with your presence. Yes, yes, yes. You are post-retired. Like, you have done all the things everybody's trying to get to. And here you are. In the, like, you're like a Green Beret in the Army. Is that the Army? I don't know what it is. But you are on the battlefield trying to help people be free. Wow. Let me ask you this. What encouraging words can you share To those who feel helpless or helpless about their financial situation?
Well, I go by faith, and people may use faith in different concepts and content, but I want to look at the acronym of faith. So for F, you need to find your purpose, not just for yourself, but how you can serve others. It's okay to have all the accolades and reap the residual benefits, but the biggest reward is helping others, making a difference in someone else's life. A, ascertain a plan of action. Without a plan, you're planning to fail, and lack of planning can be costly. I, be intentional in the things you want to do. What do you want to achieve? Everything you do should be done with a clear purpose where you can focus your time and energy. T, transition and transparency will encourage you to adapt to new beginnings. We become too complacent with the things that we're familiar with, thus causing fear. But if you believe in change, it will come in fruition. But believe in the process. And H, honor thyself with self-care. I did 20 years in law enforcement, and I've seen a lot of things that people don't see. But I don't recommend but I order you to schedule time for yourself. Pencil yourself on your calendar, just like you schedule a doctor's appointment or any other type of appointment. Schedule an appointment with yourself. Be around positive people, positive energy. Become mentally and spiritually free.
You know what? I have scheduled time for myself. Let me tell you, it is Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. I am off on Thursday because it's Friday Eve. Like Christmas Eve, it's Friday Eve. Who wants to work on Friday Eve? Friday is Friday. Saturday and Sunday, yeah, are the break. And then Monday, I need to kind of recover from all the rest I've had. So I hear you with that. And so folks may be thinking, well, Dr. Lynn, you still do your radio show on Friday and Monday. It's because that's what I want to do. It's not what I have to do. Right, it's because right. What I want to do. So I love what you said about scheduling time for yourself. Mm-hmm. Let me ask you this. What type of legacy would you like to leave?
Wow. Well, you know, I'm well-liked by a lot of... I'm well-liked and loved by many. Right? Mm-hmm. But for my family, I want them to know that I have leveled the playing field for them by creating generational wealth. Mm-hmm. And for everybody else, I would like my legacy to reflect what impact I've made that changed their life, that embodies them to continue teaching others what I've taught them. Mm-hmm. But that's my legacy.
I love it. And what... Let me just say this to you. So... And this is not necessarily something that we are prepared for, but I know that you're always prepared. Tell us how you did what you did, because you work for the NYPD Blue. I'm just going to call it what it is on TV. New York Undercover NYPD Blue. How did you do that, get a PhD, retire, and still have your sane, sound mind? I need to understand that.
Well, you know, I've also done medicine because I'm also a physician assistant.
Oh, my God.
But I don't do any more medicine. I've taken the concept of medicine to the community to help people use medicine as a preventative than an intervention.
Yeah.
So that's one thing I do in the community. But I do some other things as well. I guess really keeping focus. And although I'm retired, I'm still on call with NYPD every quarter of the month because I'm a dispatcher with PAPA, and PAPA is like the police organization providing peer assistance. And we are retiree, active, and military who take the hotline 24 hours a day for MOS, members of service that are suicidal. And then I'm on the dispatcher every quarter of the month when I'm on call with operations for 30 days, every 4 times a year when cops are in traumatic incidents, whether it's a shooting, a homicide, a shooting, anything. And we bring these cops to the table where, you know, to teach them about self-care. You know, we have a normal reaction to an abnormal event. So I'm still actively on call because once you're a cop, you're always a cop.
Wow. Once you are a cop, you are always a cop?
Yes, just the mentality that you have, like when you go places. And plus I have a forensic background, so it's like you always like I can't really go someplace and sit like with my back towards the door. I always have to be with my back towards the front. And it's like just defense mechanism I have when I go places. And I try to be more relaxed when I'm retired, but you're always gonna be out there. There's always people out there doing, you're gonna have your guards up.
Wow.
It's bad. It's not a good feeling, but it's just something that I'm always going to have.
Wow. So how did you retire? Like, I think we need to know the answer to that question and we have about a minute, but to be because you're a young woman, you're still a young woman, very vibrant. You still got another 40, 50 years here on this earth based on the statistics. How did you retire so young and so wealthy and so grounded?
Well, initially, with law enforcement, we only have a 20-hour pension. So although I came on the job over 30, I was also on the job when there was 9/11 with the World Trade Center hit. So down there with the cleanup and everything, and then my 20th year, a few years ago in 2016, I developed breast cancer from being at the World Trade Center cleanup. Mm. And so that allowed me to retire, just a couple short months within my 20th year.
Got it. Right. Okay. We're talking about longevity. We're talking about love. We're talking about grace. We're talking about tenacity. We're talking about commitment. We're talking about dedication. We are talking about living beyond 2020. 2020 is so ingrained in our ecosystem, in our psyche. But there is a space beyond this. And so what I have done is I have convened a group of women who I respect and love to provide you with some skills, some resources, and some mindset triggers to help you move beyond what could have been devastating for all of us. I'm not going to exclude myself from that equation. I could have been taken out by 2020, but I was vigilant. You know, when my children came home from college, they had to quarantine. I ain't hug them. I ain't see nobody. My husband had to sleep on the couch, like, because he was going out every day getting groceries. We didn't know what it was, but I say that in jest and fun, but also in seriousness. It's about boundaries, everybody. And what I know about you, Dr. Vanessa, that you have created boundaries. And we are so blessed to have you here. And we're so blessed to hear more about all that you have done to help people thrive beyond 2020.
Don't turn that dial. We have to take a break. We'll be right back. WVON.
Get better every day intentionally with Lens List member attorney Serena Williams. Whether you need a business coach, an estate plan, a family mediator, or an annual legal checkup, attorney Serena Williams can help you move past your business and financial doubts and get better every day intentionally. You can find attorney Williams on Lens List at www.lenmillionaire.com. That's www.lenmillionaire.com, or by calling 888-LEN-123. That's 888-596-6123.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson, and we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time, and that means you.
Okay, so you all know that we are living beyond 2020, and what that means is we are shedding everything that we gained and lost during the pandemic so we can get to where God is trying to lead us. And I'm going to tell you, I don't know anybody better than this person. Actually, I shouldn't say that, because all of the collaborating authors have been so unique and dynamic. But Dr. Vanessa Dedanzin is absolutely a treasure, a diamond in the rough, came out of retirement
to not only learn everything that I was teaching, but to take it on and take it to a whole nother level. So without further ado, I want to welcome to this Beyond 2020 discussion, Dr. Vanessa. Dr. Vanessa, you are here. Hello. Yes.
Hi, Dr. Lynn. How are you? Thank you so much. It is a pleasure and honor to be here.
Oh my goodness. Let me tell you, I am excited. I'm rejuvenated. I have to say I'm rejuvenated. which is, that could be a problem for y'all. Cause when I get rejuvenated, I'm like a battery that don't die. It's, it's a problem. People are like, when are you going to stop? Then when I stop, everybody's like, where are you? And when I get going, you know, it's just going and going. But, you are one of our treasured and notable authors in Beyond 2020 Life and Business Lessons on Thriving amidst a Pandemic. And I have to put a key on the word thriving. Like during the pandemic, which was supposed to take everything away, your life, your breath, your hope, we are talking about how to thrive, how to thrive. And you certainly have been evident, and not only evident, but present and available for what that means for us. So I just like to get a basic understanding, because I think that people are still trying to figure it out. I think people are still trying to figure out, what do I do? How do I go? I think some people are still stuck on the very first day of the pandemic when we learned that we would have to be in a quarantine. And I was like, a quarantine? Like, what's that? That's only on TV. Like, what are y'all talking about? I think we all kind of can remember what we were thinking. But let me just ask you this first. What made you, because you're retired, PhD, yeah, law enforcement officer, mother, just you are a genuine Black girl who rocks, period.
Thank you.
Yes. What made you come out of retirement?
You know, this is interesting because a colleague of mine used to work together and on patrol in NYPD. And she reached out to me just for support. And she said, oh, hey, B, I'm a wealth ambassador. I'm a financial consultant. So she sent me her affiliate link. And she said, anything I purchase, she would get 50% off. So I navigated the link, and I saw a book for $20. I'm like, I don't want her to just get $10, so let me just keep looking. So I saw Wealth Vision 2020, but I didn't realize it was actually a class, the 21 Days of Financial Freedom. So after starting the class, I didn't think I could benefit from it because I had no debt, I had savings, I had a double-digit pension, but I was interested in learning more about you. I said, who is this Dr. Way? So I started watching YouTube videos and following you and listening to your testimony and hearing your passion. I became a believer of the process.
Wow.
The process, I said, there is definitely a method to the madness of becoming financially free. So at least I thought I was financially free. So then I saw where I can pivot and grow beyond myself and how I can serve others. So it's taking a leap of faith after really being mad at you, because I needed you about 20, 30 years ago. But it was all the grace of God. God's will bringing you into my life, and that's what brought me out of retirement. And now, you know, I'm unstoppable.
Oh, my God. Let me tell you, the key thing that you said here and everything that you just said, and I don't think people caught this, but I'm going to make sure they get it. Your friend introduced something to you. You made the commitment to support her, but you didn't just want her to get $20. See that right there?
Yes.
That right there.
$10.
Exactly. You wanted her to get more, so you sought more so she could get more, but ultimately you got more. And I think people need to really understand that, because I'm that person. I'm like, okay, what you trying to raise? 100? Oh, let me go raise 5. Like, you know, what you going to do with a... That is so incredible. Oh my God, I love that. I need y'all to understand that. When you try to do more for other people, then more gets done for you. And I think, unfortunately, many people think that they have arrived and they don't need to do anything else. But the truth is, there is something in you that God wants to ignite. And it's only by way of helping someone else that you're going to get to your next level. Let me ask you this question, because I know you've got
so many great gems. Having been retired, we got to talk about that. Like, we got to bring you back for a whole lot of discussions. Tell me this. Why is creating generational wealth important to you?
You know, life is a cycle, right? We born, we live, and we die. But too often we see our loved ones come and go, and we repeat the cycle of generational debt. So in our communities, particularly our Black and Brown communities, we tend to use life insurance policies only as a death benefit, with others use it to build generational wealth. So it's my due diligence to be a conduit of information for the community. For one, for them to stop using GoFundMe as a life insurance policy.
Would you preach, baby?
Two, give them the lens to use life insurance other than a death benefit. And three, show them how to leverage life insurance to build generational wealth. I get it. You know what you know, but when you know better, you do better.
Yes, yes. I don't even think people really understand. You know, they doing all kind of things. They getting sugar daddies. They buying lottery tickets. They waiting on a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. But the way to guarantee wealth is to get adequate life insurance. It's guaranteed.
Mm-hmm.
It's guaranteed. It, all of the uncertainty is taken away. There is no probability, because one thing is for sure, you're going to die one day. And if we could just remove ourselves from the wealth equation. So if I was so concerned about dying and had not put an estate plan in place for my children when my husband and I were young and broke.
Yes.
But I didn't want them to be broke, because I knew I could grind, but I didn't know what they were going to do. I was more concerned about what they would have and what they would be able to do, and me then telling them what to do, because that's the other part. When you have a proper insurance and estate plan, you get to tell people what to do, which leads me to my next question. Why did you change your will to a trust?
Well, you know, most people don't know about a trust. I just knew of a trust, but was more familiar with the will. When my mom passed away in 2019, I was her representative, and I learned quick the lack of power a will had. I literally just closed probate 2 months ago, 2 years after her passing, and give or take the challenges during COVID, it cost me. But I made a promise to my mom that I would protect her assets, and now my job is done. But in hindsight, I now have a trust instead of a will. I find a trust provides me more flexibility in how I can leverage my finances and assets. And I say to parents, we do the best we can with our kids, and for some, they do what they can do with the resources that they have. But sometimes, you can be too good and someone comes along and take that all away.
That's right.
I used to tell people, you don't sacrifice the whole family for one child. Sometimes you just have to let that child go.
And today
I tell you, I stand by that. I say that because parents may feel that they're obligated and indebted to the children. And with a heavy heart, you just have to keep it moving.
Oh my goodness, Lord Jesus. You just preached a whole sermon backwards and forwards and then some. I cannot tell you the number of people, families that I know, they don't want to hurt Junebug's feelings. They don't want to hurt so-and-so's feelings. But so you're going to make the whole family suffer because this one over here is an outlaw, disobedient. Yeah. Now they love mama and mama love them, but they're not advancing. You know, I'm talking about dynasties. I ain't even talking about family legacy, generational wealth. I'm talking about building a dynasty,
absolutely,
like a dynasty. And I think we need that language in our community in order to really, really understand how to get to the next level. And so we're going to talk a little bit more about that. What I say about trust is after you gone, it ain't going to matter if they're mad at you because you ain't here.
Exactly.
And some people are going to get an envelope because, you know, other cultures, they go to the funeral and they're composed because they know that they're going to go talk to the attorney about the estate.
Yes.
We've fallen all up in the casket because all we going to talk about is a steak, S-T-E-A-K, at the repast.
Exactly.
And that has to end. So, yes. You know, we're going to learn more about some of those choices. Let me tell you this. Let me ask you this question. What do you think is the top misconception about finances?
I think the top misconception about finances is that people believe that they need a lot of money to do things. They don't have the savings. They're not prepared. And COVID was a testament and a wake-up call for many. Overnight, we had unemployment, food insecurities, homelessness. That's just a few things. But many people just can't see the vision of how their money can grow. They don't look at $1 a day, it's $30 a month, at least $360 a year, you know, but we tend to find money to do the things we want to do. So if you pay, if you play now, you will pay later. But if you change your mindset about money and how we can work for you, you can pay now so you can play later.
Oh my God. If you play now, you will pay later. But if you change your money mindset, you can pay now and play later. Well, I'm telling you, I'm playing later. I'm so happy. Lord Jesus, I'm so happy I'm playing later. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Listen, listen, listen. Dr. Vanessa, tell everybody where they can reach out to you on online and on social media.
All right. Online, social media, I can be reached at www.drvanessa, with the V, middle initial V, last name DEDANZINE.org. And I could also be reached at legacyinsuranceplanners.co.
Come on now, legacyinsuranceplanners.co. You can get a needs analysis so you can learn how much insurance you need to not only protect your life and your loved ones, but also to build legacy for your family. But let me tell y'all something. Don't go anywhere. We have to take a break for news, traffic, and weather. But we will be right back because I need Dr. Vanessa, who came out of retirement, to tell us a few more things. So don't turn that dial. It's WVON. It's the Millionaires Roundtable.
A little check to Monday. A little check to Monday. Check to Monday. Are you living check to Monday? Lynn Richardson will tell you what you need to do. She is a mortgage guru, no doubt about it. She knows her stuff. Hey, the girl is tough. She's gonna give you the real deal in money, credit, and financial security. Buy your book today, no need to wait. Living check to Monday. Hey, living check to Monday. Check to Monday. I live a check to Monday. Are you living check to Monday? Get your copy of check to Monday today. Get your copy of check to Monday today. Get your copy of check to Monday today.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson, and we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time, and that means you.
Okay, now we are still talking about living beyond 2020, and if you want to know how to do that with precision, I think that Dr. Vanessa Dadenzine, who is here with us, who is one of our co-collaborating authors of Beyond 2020, life and business lessons on thriving amidst a pandemic. I need y'all to understand, this is not just surviving. It is thriving, meaning doing better than you were before. So if you're trying to figure out how to get to the next space, you may want to talk to some people who are thriving in a low space. Anybody who can thrive in a low space has something special, and I'm going to say it's from God. And I'm so blessed that we were able to come together and collaborate on this great work. Dr. Vanessa, and I'm going to read one of the quotes in what you wrote, but let me just ask you a couple of questions. Why is creating generational wealth important to you?
Creating generational wealth, I look at it as a cycle, right? Life is a cycle. We born, we live, and we die. And too often we see our loved ones come and go, and we repeat the cycle of generational debt. So in our communities, particularly Black and brown communities, we tend to use life insurance policies only as a death benefit, whereas others use it to build generational wealth. So it's my due diligence to be the conduit to bring information to the community. For one, but if people can stop using GoFundMe as a life insurance policy.
Right.
Guide them through the lens of looking at life insurance other than a death benefit.
Yeah.
And show them how they can leverage life insurance to build generational wealth. I get it. You know what you know, but when you know better, you do better.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I saw so many people, unfortunately, who lost loved ones, and so did I. My godmother passed, as you know, during the pandemic, but yeah. She had an estate plan. Deidre set it up in 2011.
Wow.
I told her, I was like, Ma, go to Deidre. She was like, she didn't even ask any questions. She did what I told her. She didn't ask any questions. And everything is decent, well, and in order. I mean, even down to the point of sometimes after you pass, you may have acquired things that maybe your loved ones did not know about. And so now your heirs can now take your trust and go to any banking institution and say, are there any accounts here in this name? And so it just gives us a way to really protect and preserve, because I don't want my life to end when I die. I want my children and my children's children and my children's 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 children to know and understand that somebody worked hard, crossed the Underground Railroad. I mean, let me tell you, that's because that's what I feel like. Right. And did something, because that's my why. If this was about me, Dr. Vanessa, I wouldn't teach any classes in New Wealth University, because I can make enough money to do what I want to do, to travel, do nothing, whatever. But because this is about more than me, I continue to teach, I continue to preach, I continue to tell more people, because I really believe that my power is in my ability to teach other people who will teach other people. So you have been so much of a blessing to me. How has taking classes at New Wealth University impacted your businesses?
Well, I'm going to talk about the classes and the networking and how it impacted my business and my growth.
Mm-hmm.
So, wow. So if I knew yesterday what I know today, right, I would be in a different but better predicament. I've learned how to protect my business, build multiple streams of income, and grow my business, hire my kids, well, actually my granddaughters, learn how to build and grow my brand with authorship and speaking, and I love to get my money back. But foremost, the lesson I've learned is how to live my life like a business was the most impactful.
Wow.
And the caveat of that is that I like to travel. Ooh. I no longer travel for vacation, but now I travel and it's all...
Come on. For business, baby.
But the networking, would you ever imagine? I've been invited in a space that I never thought I would be in, with celebrities like yourself, Dr. Lynn, MC Light, attorneys, corporateurs, entrepreneurs, just women doing great things, right? I became an insurance producer. Yes, I know you get me with the 15 states, but it's all made possible for the good cause. Now I'm trading stocks and options, and now I'm challenging myself in the entertainment industry where I can enable my growth and foresee a future in business and other opportunities like script writing, film writing, and maybe a little bit of acting. But, you know, it's a game changer for me to be in a partnership with you, Dr. Lynn, and you have made this possible for me.
You know, I almost want to cry. I'm not going to do that here. It's not the time or the place. This is what I know. Everything that you said, nobody made it available to me. I had to break through the walls, bust down the walls, cuss people out. I had to just beat down the walls. And what I want to do is just make it accessible for people. And what I want everybody to know is my deepest relationships, my most committed partnerships, I know some of the most iconic people in the world, and they know me. So it's not just that I know them, they know me also. I've been in their homes and so on and so forth. But what gives me the greatest amount of joy is that people like me can come to this place and we can all continue to grow together. So You know, this is 2021. When the news report comes out in 2031 and 2041, there are going to be some great stories in Forbes and in magazines, probably that we create.
Wow.
So I'm just, I feel like we are at the ground level of something really great. I don't really know what it is, but I am standing by to see that it culminates in the benefit of those we are ready and willing to serve. So I'm just excited. You can get to Dr. Vanessa. Dr. Vanessa, please give out your social media and your website once again.
Okay, yes, I can. The website is www.vanessa, middle V for the shoe. My last name is DeDanCine.org. So that's Dr. Vanessa V, DeDanCine.org. And I'm also could be reached at www.legacyinsuranceplanners.co.
And if you don't do anything else, you can always go to asklynn.org and say, please connect me to Dr. Vanessa, and I will get you all the information. God bless you, Dr. Vanessa. You have been an amazing, amazing, you're a big sister to me. You are my big sister. I want you to know that.
Thank you, Dr. Lynn.
I don't know how old you are, but you retired and did some things that I have not done yet. So to me, posture is everything. And so I honor you and I respect you. And I am so grateful to God that he led you to me or me to you. Whichever one happened, we connected. And yes. God is good. We're going to do some great things. God bless you all. Thank you so much, Dr. Vanessa.
Thank you.
You have been listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON, 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. I want you to follow me on social media at Lynn Richardson. Follow this show at Lynn Millionaire. Go and get help at asklynn.org because I want to help you take it to the next level. Guess what? I'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.